Welcome to Real Money Radio, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. Here's your host, certified financial planner, David Holland.
Welcome to the program, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we're going to shift gears in a big way. And I know I talk about a lot of financial stuff, and there's really not much I can't drag into the financial arena. But this is a really good one, because what we're going to be talking about on today's program is going to be local. So if you're listening to this program on your mobile app, on your smartphone in Alaska, well, this may not directly tie to you, but maybe you could take something from it and maybe apply it in your own local area. Local city government. We're going to talk about that. And we've got a special guest in the studio, not on the line, but in the house, to talk to us about Ormond Beach. And his name is Troy Kent. Troy, welcome to the program.
David, thank you so much for having me, and it's a pleasure to finally meet you.
It's my pleasure, and Troy is a city commissioner.
I am. I represent Zone 2 in the city of Ormond Beach, and I first got elected in 2004.
All right, excellent. So that's a good run. What's that, 10, 11 years?
Yeah, good for you. Yeah, we're going on our 11th year right now.
All right, and so Troy's going to share with us a little bit what's been going on with the city, and we have an election coming up November 4th. So good time to talk about this, and I take it you would like to keep doing what you're doing.
Well, I am in it to win it yet again. This will be my sixth election with the city of Ormond Beach, and there is still work to be done on my end. So yes, I would like for my constituents to put me back in the chair for another 2 years and see if we can continue the wonderful momentum I feel like we've had over the past 10 years.
Excellent, excellent. Well, and I have to go right to this, and I told Troy I would do this, but I'm fascinated with your campaign, and I'll tell you why I am. It's really unique. I started before, I'll tell the listeners, Troy, okay?
Okay.
Say, well, tell me about, you know, I want to refer to a few things. Let's talk about your website or any of this other stuff. And Troy said,
I said, I don't have a website. I don't have a Facebook. I said, I keep my campaign old school, door to door. And here is my cell phone number. Call me anytime you want about any issue you have within the city of Ormond Beach. And David, I take it a step further. For the past 10 years, I've held a coffee with Commissioner Kent at my home, 130 Magnolia Drive. It's the first Monday of every month, from 4:30 to 5:30 p.m. And it's really a think tank. Residents are able to come to my home, kick their shoes off if they want, sit on my couch, have a cup of coffee, have a cup of iced tea, and tell me what's on their mind for an hour. And, you know, something that I take away from those meetings is from the think tank, really, is that some wonderful, incredible ideas that I didn't come up with, but constituents in our city have come up with and helped me to make decisions for the betterment of our city.
Well, I'm just that's excellent. I just am really I'm really impressed that you're all in and you're fully immersed. I mean, you're swimming in it. I mean, because there's no website that hey, go look at this. And I use my website. I'll confess. You know, we have a website and we have all that because we want people to know who we are and where we are.
Sure.
But it's just so authentic. And I appreciate that and admire that about what you're doing. And so you want to give them the cell phone number?
I do. My number is area code 386-871-1859. That's 386-871-1859. And I have an 8-year-old son, so I just ask that after 8:30 p.m., just give me a break after 8:30 p.m.
I think that's fair. I don't get my cell phone number out, Troy, so that's impressive. All right, very good. So let's do this. Talk to me. You know, you want to continue the job. Let's talk about the job that you and the other commissioners have been able to do with the city, and kind of where we've been or where we've been coming from, and then we can get into where we hope to be or what we'd like to accomplish. So let's talk a little bit about some of the things that have been done, because I think that for a lot of us, and I'm guilty in that group, you know, we all are busy, and you know, we don't always see every single thing that you guys are helping to get done and the city does for us. You know, so help us with that a little bit.
Absolutely. some of our top jobs as commissioners and our mayor is that, you know, we hire and fire. We are in charge of our city manager.
It's like a board of directors.
Absolutely. And our city attorney. And then from there, we set policy throughout the city of Ormond Beach. And we also create our tax rate that we have for the city of Ormond Beach as well. So let me just, if I can, tell you a couple of things that I think are real positives in our community that need to continue. First of all, our millage rate. Our proposed millage rate for this coming year is 4.1181 mils. And, you know, for your listeners, they probably know all about this, but I'm amazed at how many people I knock on their door and they say, my taxes are outrageous. You know, what are you doing? And they really don't stop and take a moment and look at their tax bill and say, oh, wow.
Well, translate that for everyday people, because not all of us understand that,
right,
Troy? So to take that millage rate,
right?
Let's just take a home.
Okay,
and you're applying. This is property tax rate, right?
Property tax rate. So let's say $100,000 home. We'll just say use a nice easy number like that. So for every $1,000 of taxable value on that home, you are going to pay the city of Ormond Beach $4.11. Is what you're going to pay.
Okay, so we're
so
talking
$100,000, $411 is what you're looking at.
You don't have to be a financial planner to figure that out. $411
right.
bucks, okay.
Right, and that's what you're going to pay the city of Ormond Beach, okay? And I say $100,000 because, you know, we have a lot of homes in our community that are higher, some that are lower, but the average seems like you have $150,000, $175,000 home with a $50,000 homestead exemption. So you're paying on your $100,000 value or $125,000 value, but you may have a tax bill of over $2,000. And when I come knocking on your door or you come to my coffee, you say, this is outrageous. And then we stop and look at your tax bill and you realize, oh my gosh, over 50% of this is going to the school board. And then over 40%, it looks like, or not quite 40%, but is going to the county of Volusia. And then look at this small sliver to the city of Ormond Beach compared to these other entities. And that's something that I really wanted to touch on because, and I'm not picking on my sister cities, but I'm going to give you, you know, some factual information here. Our proposed millage rate in Ormond Beach is 4.11 mils. Daytona Beach is looking at a proposed millage rate of 7.23 mils.
Wow.
So, you know, yeah, that's what I say. Wow, you know,
I mean not to judge or characterize. It's simply wow because it's you're almost half.
We are almost half, and really, you know, the other piece that I think is a wonderful visual to look at. In fact, I brought it for you to look at if you want later. But
I'll hold it up for everybody to see. Hold on.
it's a bar graph of all of the millage rates of the 16 cities in Volusia County. And Ormond Beach is historically the second or third lowest. The only ones lower than us are DeBary, and they have the FPL substation out there, and New Smyrna. And New Smyrna's creeping up. They're right near us, my friends. So,
well, here's the obvious question the listeners would want me to ask, Troy. How have you and the other folks involved in this with the city's stewardship, how have you been able to keep it third lowest in the county? How have you been able to do that when Daytona, for example, has that significantly higher proposed millage rate?
Well, we have been incredibly vigilant making sure that our infrastructure is in good shape. We've done a lot of projects that, quite frankly, aren't sexy. You know, I mean, it's not necessarily a new park or something like that. We've done underground utilities in certain areas. We are in the process of upgrading our water pipes that have been 70, 80 years old. But to really get to the nitty-gritty of that question, we've been careful with our purse strings. We haven't given out, you know, large raises. We've actually told our employees for a 3-year period, we're sorry. You know, we're not giving out any raises. And the city commission, myself included, we gave ourselves, when we didn't give our employees a raise, we gave ourselves a 10% pay cut just to show them we're in this with you.
Wow.
And we want you to know we feel your pain. So I think that's something that we have done. And we're also, I think, wise with how we spend our dollars. We went from 2004, when I first got elected, having around 416 employees, full-time employees, currently we're down to about 366 employees. The city hasn't shrunk. We haven't gotten smaller. I would say most people would believe their services have stayed the same or become better. We have streamlined what we're doing. We have asked some more from some of our employees and incorporated jobs together to make this a real success for our residents, because that's what it's all about. It's all about what, you know, as a city, are you providing for your residents? And for me, when I look at my tax bill of $400 a year for the city of Ormond Beach, a little over a dollar a day, it's a great bang for my buck.
I'm sold. Sounds good. No, that it makes sense. It makes sense. And I'm thinking as you're describing it, Troy, you know, you've got what? We got about 40,000 people in Ormond Beach?
Yes, we do. Right at 40,000.
Okay. And you've got less than 400 city employees?
Yes, we do.
Okay. So that's about one for 100.
There you go.
I mean, so, well, that's the thing, because, you know, I think most taxpayers, residents, are quite willing to, and they understand, you know, that you don't get a free, it's not free, but they just want to know that there's accountability and that you're being stingy and careful and a good steward with the money. And that's what we want to hear, because we don't want to hear that things are not being carefully looked at.
And David, that's how it should be. If it's not, then that's why I love the system of government that we have, because every 2 years you can vote the guys out. And it makes us accountable, because my boss are the residents of Ormond Beach, my constituents in Zone 2 that put me in that chair.
All right, Zone 2's in charge. All right, Troy. We're going to grab a quick break. We'll be right back with Troy Kent.
What if in the time it takes to eat lunch, you could potentially strengthen your financial future? Would you invest 1 hour to plan stronger? If you spend just 1 hour with certified financial planner David Holland, you'll get simple, straightforward advice to help you plan stronger. And if you already have a financial plan, isn't it worth an hour to get a second opinion? There is no cost or obligation to meet with David. Call 671-PLAN or visit planstronger.com for more information.
If you're just joining us, I have Troy Kent in the house, in the studio with me today, and he is a school teacher and Ormond Beach City Commissioner, Zone 2, re-election November 4th, and, you know, we dove right in here, I have to confess. I was anxious to start talking about some of this, because I have my own curiosities about this, but Troy's been a teacher in Volusia County for the past 16 years, teaches fifth grade.
I do.
Boy, you are prepared for dealing with the residents of Ormond Beach, because you are working with fifth graders. I'm just kidding, ladies and gentlemen. Pathways Elementary School in Ormond Beach, master's degree in education leadership, and a national board certified teacher. I know what it takes to be a national board certified teacher, because my wife did it, and boy, that's a lot of work.
Well, you know exactly what it takes then, and it is a tremendous amount of work. In fact, I've told people that are inquisitive about it. To me, it was more effort to get my national boards than mm-hmm. it was my master's degree.
And I believe that.
And it's a big deal. When I meet another teacher and I find out they're national boards, mm-hmm. I tell you, I take my hat off to them, because I know that...
She still makes me bow to this day. I mean, it's, you know. So, all right. So we hit on one of the big topics before the break, Troy, that you know, we talk about some of the things you guys have done at the city and the city commissioner, and we talked about tax rates, because that's you know, that affects most people, and they're very concerned about that. But let's talk about some of the other accomplishments that you've seen under your tenure, and, okay. and with, of course, again, it's not just you, it's the rest of the city commissioners as well, but
right.
what you guys have done. You've got you mentioned the cost control. You've got a replacement fund.
We do.
Tell us about that, because, again, I think a lot of people are not aware about this.
Well, when I was first elected in 2004, we had a couple of instances where, if you've ever been to the Nova Community Center, it used to be the big blue building when I was a kid. Now it's, I believe, a tan color. But there's a building that houses a gymnastics center and basketball courts. And we had residents coming and telling us that basketball games were being canceled because it was raining outside. And I don't think you'll mind me telling your audience, you have a perplexed look on your face, because I did too. Why are we closing the gym because it's raining? And that was because our roof, of course, was leaking. And we asked our city manager at the time about getting that fixed, and there were no funds set aside for this. So at that meeting, Commissioner Partington and myself, we both mentioned how, you know, at your own residence, you put money away and you save for when your air condition breaks down.
Rainy day fund, right? That's what we call it.
Absolutely. Or a new roof. And we didn't have that in the city. So we decided right then that we were going to make sure that the city contributed around $500,000, $500,000 every year into this fund so that we would never have to close any of our city facilities because of inclement weather or an air condition breaking or something like that. So we have a renewal and replacement fund, and we are now at a point to where this has been going on 8-9 years. We are so proactive that we don't have issues like that in the city of Virginia.
Okay, so I got to ask. I mean, yes. If you've been putting the money away, how much is it up to now?
Well, we spend it every year.
Oh, so it gets all spent. Okay.
It gets all spent. So we put about $500,000 in there.
Okay.
But depending upon
so
what
you mean
our budget
you're actually planning for the unexpected?
We are planning and making it work, yes.
I like that. That's good. Yeah. Any other projects that we should know about that have been successful?
Yes, I think every resident in the city of Ormond Beach, if they have not been, they have to go check out the Andy Romano Beachfront Park this on the south end of our city. It is, in my opinion, nothing less than a home run, and I'm so pleased to say that my fellow commissioners, mayor and myself, we were able to put our fingerprints all over that park. From the family-style restrooms to a splash pad.
I've been there. Can't get the kids out of the splash pad.
Right, right. And, you know, to me, that's a wonderful thing that we did for our citizens. And the citizens themselves, they voted to tax themselves 20 years, you know, that we bonded that project for the city's part. And,
that's cool.
It is cool. You know, I mean, it's about $20 a month is what every resident pays for that park.
Very nice. Very nice. Andy Romano was my principal at Ormond Junior High School.
Well, I got to tell you, just really briefly, Andy was one of my best friends. And he's 91 now. His health is declining, but he is a fantastic man.
Good guy.
Yeah.
Good guy. All right. So any other developments? I heard about the blue law.
Yes,
change.
About 6 months ago, I had a constituent of mine, Scott Studner, who owns the IHOP on A1A, and he also owns the Beach Bucket, which is on the south end of our city, right next to Andy Romano Park. He came to me and said, you know, I'm trying to have a successful brunch on Sunday, and I can't because people want a mimosa or a Bloody Mary, and they can't have it in Ormond Beach. So I sat and thought about it for about 4 seconds and said, yeah, that's ridiculous.
What are we doing? We can't stop mimosas and Bloody Mary.
No, we can't do that, especially whenever people would literally go 300 yards down the street into Daytona Beach and put their money.
So this was putting our businesses at a disadvantage.
Absolutely. Once again, so I'm very pleased to say successfully we changed that in a matter of 60 days. And now you can have a mimosa like everybody else in our community and surrounding area on Sunday morning and any morning, actually.
Excellent. Excellent. Good strides, and it's good to get a recap of where we are. Let's do this. Grab a break, and we'll come back with Troy Kent. He is running for re-election on November 4th. Zone 2, City Commission of Ormond Beach. Come back. We're going to talk about another hot-button issue, pension reform. Stay right there.
Do you know how to get the most from Social Security? Don't let a simple mistake prevent you from receiving all the benefits you've earned. David Holland recently showed a retiring couple how they could get an extra $84,000 in Social Security benefits over their expected lifetime. Wow! Don't leave your money on the table. Call Holland Financial today for your one-on-one appointment. David can do a free analysis for you and show you the optimal age to start drawing Social Security and filing techniques to maximize your benefits. There is no cost or obligation. Call 671-PLAN or visit planstronger.com. Do you have financial questions you'd like answered on this show? Send them to questions@planstronger.com. You will remain anonymous.
And we are back with Troy Kent. It's a local show, but I think it's a very relevant show and talking about things that are financial. You know, your city commission is earlier, Troy referred to as putting the fingerprints all over the park, the city and the Andy Romano Park. And this is financial stuff. This is stuff that really matters. So I know another big financial subject, Troy, is pension reform. And I know it's a hot button point. I know it's something that is sensitive. You know, I know people that are affected by this, but I know that this is an area that a lot of city, county, state, and even on a federal level, you know, this is something that has been and has needed to be addressed in some way. So tell us what the city's done in looking at the pension reform and the cost, obviously, and sustainability. That's a big part of it, too. And then we'll use that maybe as a launching point. Let's talk about that, and then we can get into some other things that are in the future.
Well, I'm glad to talk about this. As a being a public school teacher, I had my pension tinkered with a couple of years ago by the state legislature. And in the city of Ormond Beach, you know, we've been reading the writing on the wall, and something had to be done. We went from paying into our pensions from the hundreds of thousands of dollars every year to the millions of dollars to the tens of millions of dollars at times. And it just got out of control. So we had to do something. And I'm pleased to say we did something. And in my opinion, we did it the right way. Now, if some of my fellow commissioners are listening or the mayor, they might not agree with how we did it. But this is how we tackled it. And majority, of course, rules in any body of government. And the majority agreed with my point on this. Yes, we have to make a change. But whenever you make a substantial change like that, in my opinion, you don't pull the rug out from people. Yeah. Whenever you sign up for a job and you sign on the dotted line, I believe that's what you should receive.
It's called the benefit of your bargain.
There you go.
You should get the benefit of your bargain. Change it prospectively, but don't change it backwards, homie.
I am writing B&B right now, benefit of the bargain. Thank you, David.
That's the deal.
I just learned something new. But you know, I was adamant about that. And that's where some of the other commissioners or mayor and I disagreed. Well, we ended up all agreeing on this change. And what we've done is this. All new general employees, instead of going into a defined benefit plan, they are all now in a defined contribution plan.
Okay.
Yeah. And they know that when they get hired. We will see real changes. You know, it'll be completely changed in 20 years, but we are starting to see real changes. Savings in the hundreds of thousands of dollars are second, third year in right now. Now, let me just tell you briefly a couple of these percentages. Whenever we had someone in a defined benefit plan, it cost the city about 31%.
Yeah.
The defined contribution plan.
31% of their salary.
Of their salary. Mm-hmm. Thank you. The defined contribution plan cost the city 6% of their salary, and it's over and done with. That's it.
So I can do the math. It's 20% of the cost. You've saved 80% of the funding cost on a per dollar of salary.
Absolutely.
That's huge.
It is, and we didn't pull the rug out from people. We didn't do it to our existing employees. It's only new hires, and that way they know what they're getting into. Now, police and fire, if I can touch on that briefly, police and fire are a completely different animal. They have protections through the state legislature, and if you, for lack of better terms, mess with their pensions, then you lose state funding, and that hurts you. But we have, with their agreement, our unions agreed, both our police and our fire, we have reduced their multiplier. And real briefly, I'll tell you, their multiplier used to be 3.3%. So you do the math over a 30-year career, and you end up with 99% of your salary for the rest of your life. And that's retiring at 53, 54 years old. That's just not sustainable. You can't do that. As a teacher, my multiplier is 1.6%. And, you know, after 30 years of employment, it looks like 48% of your pay for the rest of your life. Well, we've reduced the multiplier, I'm pleased to say. Our police and fire got on board with that, and we eliminated the drop program. So we are making strides in the positive direction here for our taxpayers, and I also think it's fair for our employees.
Well, and I think that's an excellent summary, and it sounds like the progress is not only significant, but it's something that's been agreed on, and everybody knows the deal going in, which is excellent, because in the real world, you know, and not the government's not the real world, but in the, you know, in the everyday, everybody out there listening to this program who has a job and 99.9% of them are in if they have a retirement plan available at work.
Right.
It is a defined contribution, meaning like your 401k, your 403b, your 457s, all of those are defined contribution retirement plans where you put money in and the employer can put money in. And a lot of times they'll put in, you know, 3% or whatever it is, and
right.
and the city's putting in 6. Now, so my point is that what you're doing for new hires is you are really just putting the city in a similar or competitive situation. In fact, I would say at 6%, you're very competitive in seeking employees for the city, because a lot of employers do 3%, if anything at all.
Well, I'm really glad to hear you say that, because it's always a big deal to me that, you know, we treat our employees fairly. You know, I'm a big fan of our police and firefighters and our public works guys, you know. I mean, when the drains are plugged up and someone's out there or a tree's blocking a road, you know, I mean, I'm a big supporter of.
I'm happy to pay them that 6%. Fix that tree off the road.
Right, right. Absolutely.
Well, tell me this, we got a couple minutes left, Troy. What's ahead? You know, you have the election. You're successful in being reelected. Talk about some of your agenda, some of the things you'd like to see worked on next, and continue with what you've done already, the accomplishments.
Okay. Over the next 2 years, I want to make sure that we keep our tax rate, like I mentioned earlier, one of the lowest of the 16 municipalities in Volusia County. I want to push for more off-beach parking. I have no problem partnering with the County of Volusia and allowing access for our residents to get to our beach, which is one of our most incredible assets that we have, and hoping that access is on the east side of A1A. In addition to that, I am really going to continue to push. I've done this for years, and we're making progress, and that's reuse water. And I'd like for us to push that down the South Peninsula and get it to more of my constituents, even get it down towards my house. That would be wonderful. And last but not least, I think we're overdue for our police department. We need to bring at least 3 or 4 more officers on board. And I think if I can get those 4 things accomplished over the next year or two, not only am I going to be happy, but I think my constituents will be happy with me.
That's a good objective. And I tell you what, when you need them, boy, we're awfully glad to have those officers to protect and serve.
Absolutely.
All we have to do is open up turn on the television or open up the newspaper, and you can see the things that are happening. Fortunately, some of the things that we see are not happening in our local community, but it makes you wonder, what if it did?
Well, I tell you, a lot of times people take it for granted. And my father, a couple of years back, had a health scare at the house. He's a pretty big guy. And I'll tell you, he was just singing the praises of those firefighters that picked him up and carried him out of his house. And when you need them, it's like, wow, you know, thank you so much. And when you don't, you know, you can kind of brush it to the side.
It's easy to do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, listen, Troy, we wish you the best. Troy Kent, ladies and gentlemen, he is a teacher, and he is running for re-election, Ormond Beach City Commissioner, Zone 2. Been doing it for 10 years, and he'd like another 2 years, and he'll need your vote on November 4th. And we appreciate you being with us and getting us up to speed and up to date on the city.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure meeting you, David.
All right. Thank you, Troy.
Today's edition of Real Money Radio has been brought to you by Holland Financial, conveniently located on Granada Boulevard in Ormond Beach. Could you benefit from a one-on-one confidential conversation with David Holland, or would you like a second opinion to make sure that you're on the right track? Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us at planstronger.com to schedule your no-obligation consultation. David looks forward to discussing the financial issues that matter most to you. The host of Real Money Radio, David Holland, is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of experience. And because David provides advice to clients on a daily basis, his hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Commentary given during this radio program should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities are not an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and planning services can only be given after an analysis analysis of an individual situation, and only Rahalan Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Real Money Radio is produced by Holland Productions.